The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Medlitsky.
Hello, Belinda. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you, Kathy?
Very well, thank you. Belinda, we're talking about global warming, why is it getting colder?
It is such a strange phenomenon because we could have been heading towards a new ice age, but because of our contribution to climate change, it looks like we actually are altering that because it is the extreme weather is still a product of global warming. In fact, Mother Earth is menopausal, and I am so flushing in sync with her.
You know what? You're right. This El Nino, that is right. It's menopausal. One second to the next, you have no idea what weather is coming your way, whether it's a blizzard or whether it's a storm or whether it's a heat wave.
That's exactly it, because the Earth's climate is very different from 2 million years ago, unsurprisingly enough. And the planet is warm enough to sustain life thanks to these gases in the planet atmosphere. And these gases, of course, are the ones that hold the heat. They are called greenhouse gases, and because they actually act like a greenhouse, they trap heat inside the planet's atmosphere so that the average temperature is 15 degrees Celsius. So the world as a whole definitely is not cooling because humans have increased the amount of these greenhouse gases in the atmosphere by about 35%. And the more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the warmer the average temperature gets.
Gosh.
And we keep burning fossil fuels, and that accounts for 3/4 of all human-produced greenhouse gases. We keep removing forests. That's another 1/4, basically, of all human-produced greenhouse gases. And our beautiful trees that absorb the CO2 from the atmosphere, well, when we remove them, more CO2 stays in the air. And then, of course, we can't miss out the methane. It's a kind of a 19%er.
Yes.
And that is produced by the animals. So we've got to eat less
and
meat.
And some husbands, apparently.
Yep. Yeah. The cows mostly. And it's produced by rotting garbage, wastewater, gas for the livestock and rice crops. And also your swamps and basically anything that decomposes without air creates methane. Not a nice thought, but nevertheless, by eating meat, we are using 10 times more energy, 10, than producing beans or grains. That is serious. So we're basically cooking ourselves here, or maybe with the tech that we are moving towards, which I'm sure you will be speaking about in your wonderful tech reports, maybe we'll prevent ourselves freezing to death in the next ice age. But in the interim, I'd say insulate your home to prevent too much heat escaping. Use clean energy like wind turbine or solar, and let's prevent disease, drought, extreme weather, and extinctions. This really, really hurts me that so many wonderful species are becoming extinct. The environments are no longer habitable or hospitable.
Yeah.
And even those magnificent coral reefs that so many people enjoy scuba diving in are being killed by our waters that have become warmer.
Belinda, I mean, you're talking about heating, right? Right now, I don't know what your weather's like where you are, but it is freezing here in Joburg. And, you know, I mean, I'm just looking and it's already dropped. It's dropped a degree. It's dropped 4 degrees since midday, and it feels like 14, right? And we're going to drop another degree in the next hour. But, if we need to keep warm now, right?
Yes.
Is it more environmentally friendly to use a gas heater or to use an electric one?
You know, I think that it would be helpful to actually have a look at the carbon footprint of both. Yeah, because, you know, and there's intuition, counter-intuition here, and the science behind it. And I would have to check that out. Because when you say using a gas heater for me, for, you know, it immediately psychologically feels like that'd be worse to do. But when we think of the fossil fuels that are burnt to create electricity, it I would weigh in and say that that might be even worse. We're burning our coal. We're not even thinking about the nuclear energy right now, which actually does require more energy with the cooling pools and all the rest of it than the electricity. But that's one definitely I'm going to check up on.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. Belinda, thank you so much. That's where we leave it. And global warming for dummies.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.